From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture, and we invite you to join us on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network, 910 Classic Country, KCJP in Minot. Also, the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 102.1 in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston. Also, Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1, and Ag News 890, both Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, Texas Republican and House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway announced he's launching a new resource for information on the 2018 Farm Bill. Now, there's a new landing page on the House Ag Committee's website that he'll use to keep interested parties up to date on how the legislation is actually developing.
This will be a website that will be kind of the repository of everything that we're doing day in and day out. We will continue to update that as we go along. At some point in time, once bill language is available, it will be there at this page as well. You will have narratives and descriptions of what we've been doing and have done over the last 3 years to get ready for this.
Well, the site will also contain audio and video information as well. Now, he feels it's important to keep folks up to date, and he's ready to get to work on the final push to get the legislation written.
This is intended to be a kind of an all-in-one spot that anybody who wants to keep up with our work on the Farm Bill over the next several months as we move it across the House floor, then this will be the place to go. And I can't tell you how important this is for us to be able to make these statements today, let the world know that we're ready to and serious about getting this Farm Bill done and done on time.
And this webpage will also be useful for showing people outside of agriculture why the Farm Bill should be important to them as well.
This will also be a point where you can just see how important the Farm Bill is, not just to the farmers and ranchers and producers and implement dealers and the lenders, but it's important to you and I as consumers of most abundant, safest, and affordable food supply of any developed nation in the world. And so the reasons for why we need a Farm Bill will be there. What we're doing with the Farm Bill moving forward will be there. And we think this will be a valuable resource for anybody who's concerned or interested in why we're doing it, what we're doing, and how quickly we can get it done.
Well, the address for the new site is agriculture.house.gov/farmbill. It's agriculture.house.gov/farmbill. Well, as the North America Free Trade Agreement renegotiations continue, much is up in the air and how it could impact the agriculture community. President Trump said he wanted to rework the more than 20-year-old trade deal to make it fair for American workers. However, much of the agriculture community is happy with the current NAFTA deal and worried that changes will hurt farmers. Well, during his recent stop in Oregon, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said he's concerned because no one knows where NAFTA talks will produce, but there is reason for optimism.
My counterparts in Mexico and Canada have been working close together to make sure that we constantly communicate with Secretary Perdue and their counterparts in their countries to make sure that they understand the importance of agriculture.
While Duvall added, the AFBF is well represented in the White House, and he acknowledged that there are parts of NAFTA even the ag community would like to see made up to date.
Of course, a lot of the technologies used today didn't even exist when that trade treaty was put together.
Duvall said along with livestock and water issues, trade remains the pressing topic on the minds of American farmers. Also in agriculture news, when we take a look at what's going on in agriculture, the Environmental Protection Agency plans to complete former repeal of the Waters of the U.S. rule in April of 2018. Politico reports an updated regulatory agenda from the White House also shows a replacement rule is scheduled for proposal in May. A final version of the rule is not expected until June of 2019. President Donald Trump issued an executive order earlier this year repealing WOTUS, a move EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt told the American Farm Bureau Federation at the time would bring certainty in water regulation for farmers and ranchers. AFBF has been calling on the EPA to ditch the rule since it was proposed during the Obama administration. National Corn Growers Association Public Policy Director Ethan Matthews has previously said it was important that the new rule doesn't say everything under the sun falls under the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. We'll be back with more of what's going on inside agriculture right after this.